Thank you. Good morning, and we welcome you to our cantata this year. We hope that it is a time of joy for you. We want to let you know that if you have ever dreamt of being part of a Christmas choir, your dreams are coming true today, because this service is a very participatory service. In your bulletin, you will see throughout the time we're together, there are readings, congregational songs, and choir songs. So we would ask you to join and stand when we sing the chorals, the congregational songs, and the words are printed in your bulletin for your convenience. The very first song that's done in the Nine Lessons and Carols tradition, which is a 136-year-old Anglican tradition, is a carol called Once in Royal David City. And it's always sung, traditionally, by the youngest member of the choir. And so this morning, the first verse is, "This morning I would ask you to please stand." So go ahead and do that. And please wait through the first verse while our soloist sings, and then join the choir for the second verse.
Mother, Ma, From the third chapter of the book of Genesis, verses 8 to 19. Then the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking in the garden. It was during the coolest time of the day. They hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called out to the man. "Where are you?" he asked. "I heard you in the garden," the man answered, "and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." The Lord God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the fruit from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "It's the fault of the woman. You put her here with me. She gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me. That's why I ate the fruit." So the Lord God spoke to the serpent. He said, "Because you have done this, apart from all the livestock and all the wild animals, I am putting a curse on you. You will crawl on your belly. You will eat the dust all the days of your life. I will make you and the woman hate each other. Your children and her children will be enemies. Her son will crush your head, and you will bite his heel." The Lord God said to the woman, "I will increase your pain when you give birth. You will be in great pain when you have children. You will long for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then God said to Adam, "You listened to your wife's suggestions. You ate from the tree I warned you about. I said you mustn't eat that fruit. So I'm putting a curse on the ground because of what you did. All the days of your life, you will have to work hard. It will be painful for you to get food from the ground."
Thank you. He shines the long expanse. angel of the Lord called out to Abraham from heaven a second time. He said, I am giving you my word. I will bless you. I will bless you because of what you have done, announced the Lord. You have held back this your son, your only son, so I can certainly bless you. I will make the children born into your family as many as the stars in the sky. I will make them as many as the grains of the sand in the seashore. They will take over the cities of their enemies. All nations will be blessed because of your children. All of these things will happen because you have obeyed me.
From the 9th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who are now living in darkness will see a great light. They are now living in a very dark land, but a light will shine on them. A child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. He will rule over us, and he will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever and Prince who brings peace. There will be no limit to how great his authority is. The peace he brings will never end. He will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom. He will make the kingdom strong and secure. His rule will be based on what is fair and right. It will last forever. The Lord's great love will make sure that happens. He rules over all.
Thank you. A reading from the 11th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, verses 1 through 9. Jesse's family is like a tree that has been cut down. A new little tree will grow from its stump. From its roots, a branch will grow and produce fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on that branch. The Spirit will help him to be wise and understanding. The Spirit will help him make wise plans and carry them out. The Spirit will help him know the Lord and have respect for him. The branch will take delight in respecting the Lord. He will not judge things only by the way they look. He won't make decisions based simply on what people say. He will always do what is right when he judges those who are in need. He'll be completely fair when he makes decisions about poor people. When he commands that people be punished, it will happen. When he orders that evil people be put to death, it will take place. He will put on godliness as if it were his belt. He'll wear faithfulness around his waist. Wolves will live with lambs. Leopards will lie down with goats. Calves and lions will eat together, and little children will lead them around. Cows will eat with bears. Their little ones will lie down together, and lions will eat straw like oxen. A baby will play near a hole where cobras live. A young child will put its hand into a nest where poisonous snakes live. None of those animals will harm or destroy anything or anyone on my holy mountain of Zion. The oceans are full of water. In the same way, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord.
Show and throne and reading, a reading from the first chapter of the Gospel, according to Luke, verses 26 through 35 and verse 38. In the sixth month after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has blessed you in a special way. He is with you." Mary was very upset because of his words. She wondered what kind of greeting this could be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David of long ago. The Son of the Most High God will rule forever over his people. They are from the family line of Jacob. The kingdom will never end." "How can this happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you. The power of the Most High God will cover you. So the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God." "I serve the Lord," Mary answered. "May it happen to me just as you said it would." Then the angel left her.
Reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. It was the first time a list was made of the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to his own town to be listed. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. That's because there was no guest room where they could stay.
Oh, from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, verses 8 through 16. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of the sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. It will bring great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, Savior has been born to you. He is in the Messiah, the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." The angels left, went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was laying in the manger.
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. This happened while Herod was king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is this child who has been born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose. Now we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, he was very upset. Everyone in Jerusalem was troubled, too. So Herod called together all the chief priests of the people. He also called the teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah was going to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied. "This is what the prophet has written. He said, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are certainly not the least important among the towns of Judah. A ruler will come out of you. He will rule my people Israel like a shepherd.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men. He found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem. He said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report it to me. Then I can go and worship him too." After the wise men had listened to the king, they went on their way. The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them. It finally stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went to the house. There they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures, and they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they returned to their country on a different road.
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to John, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. Nothing that has been made was made without him. Life was in him, and that life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome the light. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. He became to be a witness about that light. He was a witness so that all people might believe. John himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Some people did accept him and did believe in his name. He gave them the right to become children of God. To be a child of God has nothing to do with human parents. Children of God are not born because of a human choice or because a husband wants them to be born. They are born because of what God does. The Word became a human being. He made his home with us. We have seen his glory. It is the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, and the Word was full of grace and truth.
Thank you. Amen. Am I on? Okay. Before I share the benediction upon you and dismiss you, I'd like to ask our chair of worship to come forward here, Mike, Mr. Strong, and take a moment to thank, first of all, our guests from the conservatory. Those of you who are guests, please stand up so we can acknowledge you. Praise the Lord. And I'd like to ask Jeff to come over here, please, and Luis also. While they're coming over here, I would like to also thank our faithful warriors, our Second Union Choir, who's been working since September. Woo! Why don't you stand up? Come on, come on, come on. Stand up, stand up. Second Union. Woo-hoo. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're grateful for Maria, who we omitted. We're also grateful for our soloist who came from Baldwin School. What's her name again?
Kisla.
What a beautiful name. Kisla, stand up. Thank you. You got the pen? Okay. These two gentlemen, Luis, come over here, please. Luis is our keyboardist par excellence. I have never experienced a keyboardist who is most amazing as Luis is. He can play anything, any genre. He's amazing. We love him. So we'd like to give you a little gift here today. And Jeff is our Christmas miracle, although God sent him a number of months ago to us, and a man of incredible musical talent, both on the keyboard, vocally, leading worship. He is an organizer par excellence. He's had us rehearsing, as I said, since, I think, August. And he is an inspiration, not only in a musical sense, but he's always very careful in choir to send us out with a devotional so that we remember what we're doing. We're not just making noise, we're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And he reminds us of that in a spiritual sense. And I'm grateful for Jeff in many ways, and also that he has a wonderful wife named Tamara. So, Michael, would you like to present that?
Thank you, Jeff. You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you. This is a lot of fun. So to do this, I wish that everyone in the world could have the same amount of fun that I have when I get to direct. This is a huge amount of work. There's hours and hours on the parts of so many people. Making phone calls, rehearsing with the children, practicing at home, making CDs, setting up sound. It's an incredible undertaking, and I'm very grateful to have the support of Pastor Bob and Mike in making this happen. They're instrumental. They're a gift to the church, and they serve a lot behind the scenes in ways you don't see. And to Mabel, who also not only did a lot of the paperwork, but worked with the children's choir. Anybody who can work with children's choirs has a gift, so, and the patience of Job, so we thank her for that too. It is our hope that through today that the Christmas story would be fresh to you. I know as I was thinking a few days ago how different it is as an adult than when you're a kid. It can get kind of old. It's the same story every year, and we hear it all the time, and the hope is that this will give you a new way to think about it and a new inspiration for this season, that it's about Christ and it's about good news. It's not about trees and presents. And our hope is that you will go forward and share that joy that Christ enables in us. So for all the support, for all you've done, for all of your support and your beautiful singing today, thank you very much.
Amen. All right. Now let's receive a benediction. Lord, we do give thanks. We pray that you would fill us with the joy of this season, that we would truly be rejoicing, that you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son to come to be one of us, to be vulnerable, a little infant, a little baby laid in a feeding trough. And yet you sent him, Lord, to live among us, to show us the way back to you, and then to die for us that we might have life. Lord, give us that newness of that story. Make it fresh, as Jeff said, and may we go forth rejoicing in the Lord. We pray that, and all God's people said, amen. 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 Now let's conclude.